Utah is blessed with incredible rock formations and scenery, and these two national parks highlight some of the most amazing canyons, cliffs, and hoodoos you'll ever see. This tour includes audio commentary on drivable roads inside each of the parks and the hour-long drive along the highways that connect the two parks together. There's no need to specifically start at either Zion or Bryce Canyon. You can join the tour anywhere along the route, and the tour route has commentary in both directions. Let's quickly talk about each park individually, starting with Zion. Many people arrive at Zion by starting out in Las Vegas. If you do, then you'll reach the beginning of my commentary by climbing onto Highway 9 at the small town of Laverkan. It takes just over 2 hours to reach Laverkan from Las Vegas using the I-15. After joining the tour route at Laverkan, it takes about 30 minutes to reach the town of Springdale, which is the base area for Zion National Park, with hotels, restaurants, and other services right before the entrance. We'll provide an introduction to the park and make many suggestions of how to plan your visit, plus suggested quick stops and side trips on that section. Parking and traffic are an issue on the Zion Canyon Scenic Drive, and it may be mandatory to use the free shuttle for this portion. If so, you can still take the tour with you and listen on the bus about the stops at Emerald Pools and Zion Lodge, Weeping Wall, the Grotto, and the Narrows at the end of the drive. You will constantly be looking up in amazement at these massive sheer canyon walls. Exploring further into Zion means driving the fantastic switchbacks to the Zion Mount Carmel Tunnel, with views of Grand Arch and the trailhead for the rewarding short hike on the Canyon Overlook Trail. Between the tunnel and the east entrance, the scenery is quite different and dominated by rock and a maze of slot canyons. Checkerboard Mesa is the most popular stop, but there are scenic views around most corners. Bryce Canyon has one entrance, but you can arrive from three different directions. No matter which way you arrive, you'll hear introduction commentary as we approach Bryce Canyon City. By far, the most famous and popular viewpoints are along the rim of the amphitheater that's filled with thousands of hoodoo formations. And you should definitely take in the view from the four main overlooks. During busy times, you have the option to use the shuttle bus service or drive to these views, but be patient trying to find parking if it's busy. Beyond the amphitheater area is the 18-mile scenic drive ending at Rainbow Point, and with at least half a dozen great viewpoints to stop for. You can enjoy all the best of Bryce Canyon sightseeing in just one day, including taking one of the excellent hiking trails that drop below the rim into the canyon where you can walk among the hoodoos. If you're planning to visit both parks, the driving time to connect the parks is about an hour and follows Highways 89 and 12. We'll have commentary to keep you entertained as you move from park to park in either direction. If you're arriving into the region from Kanab and the Grand Canyon North Rim, or from Panguitch, simply join the tour once you're on the route. Many visitors who are visiting Zion and Bryce Canyon are also traveling to Moab and Arches and Canyonlands National Parks on their journey. And we have a tour for those parks too, so be sure to check them out.